Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
Well, everyone's always said that Monday's the worst day of the week, but no one seemed to have ever studied that to work out if that was indeed true. Someone who has Dr. Tamlyn Connor from the University of Otago. Good morning, Dr. Connor.
Good morning, or should I say not so good morning?
No, Tuesday.
No, Tuesday's bad.
Day of doom.
Yes.
So, are you in the psychology department?
I am. I'm at the psychology department here in Otago.
And happiness research has actually been a new area of focus of psychology in recent times, hasn't it? Because it's often been focused on all the negative stuff. Why are you depressed? But there's actually this other question, how can you be happy?
That's right. It's one thing to say, how can we bring people up from depression, which itself is a very important thing, but another to say, how can you get from being just neutral to being happy? So it's a new science of happiness within the last decade.
And the amazing thing is, when you look at our capitalist society, how few people ask what it means to be happy. Like, the presumption is if you earn a lot of money, you'll be happy.
Right.
But obviously that isn't the case when we look at some other research, is it?
No, it isn't. And in fact, circumstances seem to only account for about 10% of our happiness. So circumstances like income and marital status is very, very small relationship between money and happiness, which is very counterintuitive. So that's not the way to raise your happiness.
God, only 10%.
Yes, it's not very much.
So we put most of our energy.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the research that you did to find out that Tuesdays were bad. It was with text messaging.
I had 162 university students who used their own mobile phones, and we texted them up to 6 times a day and asked them 3 questions to measure how happy they're feeling right now.
All right. What were the questions?
How happy are you? How much are you enjoying what you're doing? And how positive do you feel about life? And they answered the questions on their keypad, 1 to 9, 1 being not at all of these things, 9 to extremely, and they texted us back those 3 numbers.
Yeah.
And then we did that for 2 weeks to see how their happiness fluctuated across the day and across the week.
And so the point of those 3 questions was to find out how they're feeling specifically now, but
that's
also
right.
How that's impacting on their wider sense of meaning.
That's right. And that how people feel right now is often very different from how they report feeling from memory or how they report feeling in general. We wanted to get with this study how people are feeling right now, a stock ticker, if you will, of people's happiness over time. So going up and down in response to their daily hassles.
It's interesting that the way that we seem to recall how happy or how hard something was in such distorted terms. But I guess that makes sense as far as why would you ever go through labor again, or why would you ever organize, you know, some really hard event that's good for the community again?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I mean, in some sense, memory is very adaptive, and it encourages us to take on harder things in the future. Otherwise, we might not do it.
Right, okay. So Tuesdays.
Yes.
Least happy day. Were you surprised? Did you expect it to be Monday or Wednesday?
I expected it to be Monday, you know, based on what everybody thinks, but there does appear to be this carryover effect of the weekend. So Sundays seem to carry over into how people feel on Mondays, but Tuesdays, I think that carryover effect is gone. The bloom is off the rose for our week.
Because it's often about the sense of hope, isn't it? Because you can transition from the weekend where you're relaxed to Monday, which is a sense of productive purpose. But Tuesday, you're not even at the halfway mark.
No.
And you're just stuck in the middle of mediocrity.
I think that's it, yeah.
Saturday's the best.
There's a Saturday spike, so I'm sure your listeners wouldn't be too surprised about that. So Saturday was the highest. And if you look at within Saturday, the highest happiness ratings were when we texted them around 9 o'clock at night on Saturday night.
What about Friday night?
No, not so much. Not so much.
Ah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Really stark difference between Friday and Saturday.
And the other thing you discovered, men were happier than women.
This surprised me.
That must have hurt you.
Yeah, surprised me. Yeah, so if you think of that five points being somewhat neutral in happiness, men were up in the mid-sixes, and women were just in the high fives in terms of their overall happiness.
Is that to do with men's relationship with numbers, though, or is it to do with the fact that they're idiots? What is it?
Or they're just better. I don't know.
Well, men don't take on some of the things that women do. Like, I'm imagining that age group at university, and men are just blissfully floating from one night stand to the next, while the girls are sort of left there with all the damage to work through for years following.
That's possible. There could be a number of reasons why this, and we find that men who are first years are even happier.
They sort of make you sound like the little puppy dogs.
Yeah, well,
the tongue's out.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we're wondering then is, how do you get through your Tuesday today?
Well, I think today, I'm not sure how you just get through it. Just know, have the hope in your mind that Wednesday is better than Tuesday.
It's not much better, though.
And Thursday is even a little bit better.
It's a long way away.
Yeah, and so, another thing that you can do to be happier is to, to focus on the positive and have hope for the future. So just waiting for that Saturday spike in and of itself may help you out.
Be interesting to do this research on people who are retired, who have less of a sense of rhythm and foreboding.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think that these patterns would probably generalize to other university samples, but whether or not they generalize out to community samples or retirees, you might expect retirees to have a flatter curve, flatter, may not have that Saturday spike.
Yeah, and every day's a Tuesday.
Worse. May not feel as bad on Tuesdays.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's very interesting. Hey, thank you for that. If people want to read more about that, is your research being written up?
It is, but it'll take a while, but they can go to my website at the University of Otago. Just Google Tamlyn Connor.
Okay, that's great. Thank you, Dr.
Okay,
Connor.
Thanks, thank you. Catch bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. That's Dr. Tamlyn Connor from the University of Otago. You just can't help... it's helpful to have a sample like that you can use, university students. But university students, when I look at you, I think, do you represent me? Is that really? Maybe. There, at least at university, there's a sense of order, a sort of order. They have to turn up to things, don't they? Well, they don't have to. They could. It's kind of funny, isn't it, when you think that they're all so excited at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. I guess they would be.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.